The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 8th of April, 2026, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You know, I can tell when Ben walks through the door, and he comes in through the through our door in the back of the studios. Is besides the alarm going off, which always goes off, Buford immediately falls down, rolls over on his back because he knows he's getting a belly rub when Ben walks in, and he's ready.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
He's waiting.
Okay, so what national day do we have today, buddy?
We have National Empanada Day. So if you like empanadas. We have National Zoo Lovers Day. If we had a zoo, we could go to the zoo today.
Well, we kind of have a semi-zoo, if you will.
Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay, yes. Turtle Bay is a little bit of a zoo, if you want to call it that. They do have indigenous of the area, you know.
Indigenous animals.
Indigenous animals from this area.
Flora and fauna.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to go to the weather here. It's going to be around 81 today. Wow, can you feel it with a little bit of that thunderstorm in the forecast here? Looks like we're going to be about 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 with increasing clouds and a high near 81. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms mainly between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., then a slight chance of rain after 2. As we look at the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it looks like Thursdays are showers once again with a high of 75. Friday, 69, showers once again, and Saturday, showers at 63, and Sunday, showers at 61. There's your forecast. We may have a little bit of sun poking back in there on Monday and Tuesday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated by the Kinney family in Anderson. 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs. Three generations strong, a veteran-owned company, 365-3793.
Okay, our guests today are
Evan Jones
and Alex Holt. And they go to the Grace Reformed Church, and you have an event going that you wanted to talk about. Is that correct?
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's first?
Do you want to start us off?
Sure. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Pull that microphone closer.
So, first of all, we'll do a little backstory of how you came about being on our show today. Why don't you tell us, Carl, how they came about being on our show today?
Well, Evan reached out, and Evan's been on before because he heads up the Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA, over at Simpson. And how many Turning Point chapters are there around here?
I think there are, I know Shasta Bible College also wants one. I don't think that one's official yet, but I think there's six. I think there's around 5 or 6 of them right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That are in our Redding area.
Yeah. In Shasta County.
Okay. And said that y'all were having an event at Grace Reformed Church.
Yes.
And tell us about Grace Reformed Church.
Grace Reformed Presbyterian Church. We've been here in Redding since 1997. So we've been in the community for a long time. We're just a small church, but we're hosting a screening of a documentary called The 1916 Project. It's a pro-life documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bringing... Go ahead.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Okay, so why is it 1916 Project?
1916 is when Margaret Sanger began performing illegal abortions here in the United States, in New York City.
Okay.
And so it's exposing the lies behind Planned Parenthood.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be a documentary at Grace Reformed Presbyterian Church. Tell us about what, how did you get, are you guys both members at Grace Reformed?
I am. Okay. And
I go fairly often. Uh-huh. I mostly go to Little Country Church, but I love Grace Reformed. I've been going there for a little bit now. I'm also very good friends with the pastor there, David Stark, who's a very lovable guy.
Okay, because I went online when you guys came in this morning, and you, one can go on to, tell us your website again.
It's gpcreading.org.
Okay, and so you can hear some of the sermons.
Yes.
So you're a member.
Yes.
All right. Okay. For a long time. Yes. And did you, is this part of the history of your family? How did you come about finding Grace Reformed Church?
Sure. My family, my parents started going when I was a little kid, and, my pastor, Pastor David Stark, he actually reached out to my mom when my dad was in jail, for protesting abortion. So that's what led us to Pastor Stark, was he actually reached out because my dad went and...
How long did he go to jail?
He served 6 months out at Crystal Creek before it became what it is now.
Uh-huh. So he was protesting abortion in town here?
Yeah, he was part of what was called Operation Rescue. Back.
And what did they rescue him for?
There was him and some other gentlemen. They wouldn't let... the practitioners into the clinic.
Okay. So they were blocking. Yes. They were blocking
entrance. Yes.
Okay. Yep. That'll do it.
Yep.
As opposed to England, they're arresting them, putting them in jail because they're reading scriptures outside.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Mario England. Okay. So they blocked. Yep. And he knew it though. I'm sure he. And that was.
Yep.
That was his feeling about it.
It was. The judge told him he wouldn't have to do any jail time if he promised that he would never do so again, and he said he couldn't do that.
He couldn't do that, huh?
No.
So. Well, he's a man of strong convictions, whether you agree with it or not, he took his stand.
Yes.
And then he spent six months?
Yes.
6 months? Yeah. At Crystal Creek. Did he spend the whole six in there? Did they?
I was small, so I don't know if he spent the whole time there.
Yeah, they might let him off for good behavior.
Yeah.
Crystal Creek up there in the hills.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, which is no longer there now, of course.
Right.
It was another area that they could put younger offenders up there and get them working. Okay. It starts with Margaret Sanger.
Yes.
Back in 1960. Well, tell us a little bit more about this.
Sure.
Yeah.
So in 2019, it says the New York Times released the 1619 Project.
Mm-hmm.
It's an attempt to rewrite history of the beginnings of American slavery, highlighting the systematic racism behind the most significant human rights violation in history until now. It says from 1900 to 2000, Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, and Margaret Sanger would spill more innocent blood in the name of eugenics and progress than all of the previous warlords, tyrants, and murderers in human history combined.
Well, Margaret Sanger if I remember my history right, mm-hmm. when I read, she was really pushing abortion on people of color.
Yes.
Really strongly pushing it on that because she was... She believed that there, and I'm getting on the edge of my memory here, but that they should focus on people of color, blacks, because they couldn't take care of themselves and they were a liability to society.
Yes.
Along with several other well-known figures at that time, and it was. And it's only come out relatively late here in the last probably 20 years, maybe, that people started really looking into that. So I see why it's the 1916 after the 1619. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. We're here with Evan Jones and Alex Holt from the Grace Reformed Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
And they've got a pro-life documentary. That they're talking about. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Tampa is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the rumble, see the shine, and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
It's April. Time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls and say liars.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Reading Sportsman's Expo at the Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
What is love?
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Hey, we're here with Evan Jones and Alex Holt from the Grace Reformed Protestant Church. Did I get that right?
Presbyterian.
Sorry, Presbyterian, because, you know, those Presbyterians are tough. They've got an event that's happening when?
This Saturday, April 11th at 5 p.m.
At your church?
At our church, yes.
Located at?
2095 Alvarado Street, Reading.
Where's that at?
That's up off of Victor, if people are familiar with Enterprise Park.
Yeah.
So
up in that area?
Yep, off of Victor Avenue.
Okay. The name of the documentary is the 1916...
Project.
Right.
It is a pro-life, blatantly pro-life, yes, documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Unapologetically.
Unapologetically.
Yep.
And they called and said, sure, you know, if this is another event, it's a non-profit type thing,
yep,
and it's going to be, how long does this last?
It's a 75-minute film.
Okay. So, and you've seen it.
So, I have.
And it starts back in when? It's historically, where does it start?
It starts all the way back in 1916 is okay, where the film begins, yes.
Begins.
Yes. And it it catalogs the life of Margaret Sanger, and to understand who she was and where her ideas came from, they even go back farther to get where she framed her ideas from, the teachings that brought her to the ideas that she had. So
okay,
they even go back to Darwin. And a couple others.
Well, in case you don't know who Margaret Sanger is, and you're just checking in right now, she was a educator out of New York, sex education. She believed in women being taught contraception, how to employ contraception. She was put in jail for it. She was chased out of the country for this because it was against the law for to have contraception information passed around. But then she came back, established clinics, started wholesale abortions, mm-hmm, in the city of, I think it was New York.
New York.
New, yes, York. She was arrested over and over again, she really did not believe that women should not have that. She really did believe women should have information how to avoid contraception and or getting pregnant, which I think, frankly, most of us would say that's really a good idea. It was the other part where the abortions and the number of abortions and all this started, which is what it goes totally against. And if I'm putting words out there aren't true, just jump in. But this is an unabashedly pro-life documentary.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And let's go on to Alex. Alex, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're involved. I mean, yes, Evan. Sorry, I'm going to move to Evan. We're talking about Evan Jones. Tell us about yourself and how you're involved.
Well, a little bit about myself is I attend Simpson University. I've gone to Grace Reformed Presbyterian Church a few times. I'm pretty good friends with Alex and his family. They're great people. I have seen the trailer of the showing. It's really, really cool. I think it's super interesting. Of course, I'll be down in San Diego at the time of the showing, actually, due to the GOP convention down there. But The showing, I think, is super important to highlight what I think a lot of people tend to glance over is the history behind abortion and, like, kind of where it erupted, where, you know, it erupted out of New York, and it kind of started with, Margaret Sanger.
Yeah.
I personally am involved in Turning Point USA, of course, as Carl here has, mm-hmm, had me on a few times for. But I really love what the White Rose Resistance, which is the nonprofit organization that puts on this showing, is doing. It's actually very similar to Turning Point USA. It's just more abortion focused, of course. And I love their mission. I'm glad that we can come out and support it. I'm glad Alex has taken the step to come out and support it through the church, and the church has come out to support it as well. And I'm going to go watch the movie myself actually sometime.
Okay, great. So, you know, we really thank you guys for being here. And as we say here on KCNR is that you're part of the community. It's important that everybody in our community has a moment and their voice to be heard, what they're doing and why they're doing it. And I mean, because we're standing in line with you at Costco, at the bank or whatever. It's like, okay, what are you guys about? And like I said, this is really such a what do you want to call it? Black and white for many people topic that some people cannot even, will either be pro-life or pro-choice. I mean, it's just, you either are or you aren't. So, for those of you who maybe kind of want to know why someone is so pro-life, and you can't understand, maybe it's their religion, maybe it's whatever it is that makes them so pro-life, this is an opportunity for you to maybe come see a documentary on the history behind Margaret Sanger and 1916, and the Project 1916.
Yeah, and that's what really drives the gentleman that did this documentary, Seth Gruber, is the gospel of Christ. He's saying that as Christians, we need to rise and fight against abortion because it's just the whole culture of murder, because it's not a political issue, it's a human rights issue. And so we, as Christians, need to stand and say that it's not okay and that we need to and inform people, and the way to teach people about it and the way to see abortion stop is to preach the gospel and bring forth God's good news to people.
And you can go to the 1916project.com and to the website. And
yeah.
It's got a lot more information on it. How did we get here? And I'm just watching it now. Some of the video here is kind of amusing. Anyway, okay, so that's going to be Saturday. Tell us again.
Saturday, April 11th at 5 p.m. at Grace Reformed Presbyterian Church.
Located at?
2095 Alvarado Street, Redding, California, 96002. It's free admission. Doors will open at 5.
Okay. All right, Evan, Alex, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
It's April, time for Redding's biggest event of the year, Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Country fans, are you ready? Check out those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, of course. As a matter of fact, we're going to go there because our granddaughter is going to be getting her master's, and we want to find a keepsake, something that's a beautiful, you know, a forever piece that she'll have that we gave her for this big, what do you want to call it, life achievement. She's getting her master's in criminal psychology and probably will be very shortly working for the FBI. So that is a long story, but this is the kind of thing when you go into Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State, where you know that they're going to lead you in a direction where you can say, this is what I have to spend, show me what you have. And then always they've got new things coming in every day. They'll always have an eye out for you, an ear out for you, and a heart for you as the community. 2225 Hilltop Drive, that's Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
I was kind of surprised in this article. I didn't expect this. But United Way is shutting down in Reading. Shutting down their offices, not shutting down totally. But grant cutbacks meant United Way is going to have to really cut back. And they're having to move out of the Churn Creek building. And it transitioned its remaining 13 employees to remote work earlier this year following abrupt cuts to state and federal funding that had supported several key programs. The nonprofit at one time, well, in 2025, had 31 employees and then down to 13, which no longer, but they're all working from another place, which means that Hill Country, based in Round Mountain, that offers urgent mental care health services at its Counseling and Recovery Engagement Center, and they run the Gold Street Medical Clinic, both on Gold Street, and they're going to move into that space at 3300 Churn Creek Road to give them more room for their people for health, medical, and mental health people they see for that. So I thought I just saw it was at United Way had gotten a huge grant, but I may be wrong about that. Obviously, I'm wrong about that. They also had the micro shelter project to house people who are homeless, and they've had to end that pilot program too because they don't have the funds. So,
Two other things in headlines today. Two major drug makers are joining the Trump administration's effort to slash prescription drug prices for Americans. CBS News reported this, by the way, making another expansion of the White House-backed Trump RX program. So for a few of you that I know, somebody within my family that's taken one of these prescriptions, pharmaceutical companies AbbVie, which is A-B-B-V-I-E, and Genentech will become the 10th and 11th participants in the initiative, which is aimed at giving uninsured patients access to significantly lower-cost medications. AbbVie, which reached an agreement with the administration in January, will offer its blockbuster drug Humira, commonly used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis, at an 86% discount through the program. Now, we've talked about this, I don't know, the last, you know, going through Easter vacation and visiting people and having, you know, events. And we talk about certain people that are on medication. Maybe they've switched to medication and their insurance only covers a certain part, and they're saying it's $700 a month. So they have to go get samples. I'm like, well, if you get a sample and then your samples run out, how? Because they're waiting to see if this particular situation right here through this government, Trump RX program, will find that their particular medication will come under this, you know, this decrease, which is pretty amazing. All right, for some of you, you're wondering what's going on with my phone and my internet service. It seems like the disruptions in the Anderson area this week were linked to a damage along 273 where crews worked to repair communication lines. Authorities say the outage stemmed from vandalism. I'm getting tired of this stuff. To fiber lines near 273 and Canyon Road, which impacted service for multiple providers and left residents without reliable phone or internet access. Deputies responded to the scene and confirmed the lines had been cut, prompting an urgent repair smart response from technicians. See, for me, this
I wonder
is,
if they're trying to steal this, copper or
this
something.
Vandalism, to me, just like when people set fires and the vandalism that someone does that affects. Now, this could have affected somebody getting, again, life source. They were depending on something at that point with a communication that was taken down. To me, that is beyond vandalism.
It's terrorism. I know how you feel about that.
Crews spent hours repairing the damaged infrastructure work with along the 273 corridor, contributing to intermittent disruptions while service was restored. The officials say this outage can affect only the internet access, but also phone systems that rely on the same communication lines that you're calling to find out what poison control or whatever it is. And all of a sudden you can't get through because some yahoo vandalized. And I think those people should be, you know, put through the criminal system at the highest level of offense. I'm tired of it. We got a story to tell you about. It's a hypothetical, I'm not going to mention any names, just about friends going out to...
It's not hypothetical, it happened.
I just don't want to mention any names.
No, we won't mention names, but it was in the news.
Okay.
I saw it in the news.
Okay, it's not hypothetical, but it just, it makes me, I'm trying to really deal with my anger right now. It makes me angry that you take your family, gonna go win the Ferris wheel, and we're gonna go it's Easter, we're gonna go take the family to one of those, you know, outside the mall and go hang around and enjoy and do the things that we can do as a unit and a family to entertain ourselves. And what happens?
Well, a woman, there seemed to be younger guys, and these are all males, that were pushing and shoving and everything, and this woman interposed herself to stop the fight and say, hey, you know, whether it was family member or what. And then somebody came over and, from what I understand, threw water on her. And the person that we're talking about, who is, went to try to extricate her from this group of guys, young men, and he ends up getting attacked and gets injured severely.
He was mobbed.
He was mobbed by these guys. They jumped him. All of them jumped him down at the down at this.
And this guy's now no sissy.
Now, suppose, no, this guy is not.
He's no sissy. So this is what I'm saying. It can happen even though you think you're big and strong is that
well,
you can't.
What he was doing was interposing himself
yeah.
between the woman and what looked like was turning into even worse. And then they jump him. Yeah, right down here in Reading. Now, from what I understand, they may have arrested four of the perps. But we, you know, you're not going to know anything for a long time. We just happen to know the individual, and you're right. He's not a he's a stand up guy, and so it wasn't going to be 1-on-1 or even 2-on-1. It was a bunch of them that did it. But these are things that happen when you're out, and there's a group of people around. You don't expect something like this to happen. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm living in Pollyanna land, and it does happen. Ben, are you with us?
Yeah. Yep. I'm
okay.
Here.
You heard. Okay. Now you work in the service industry. Do you see problems like that where you're working? Or people
no.
getting into fights and
no,
and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So these are people out on the street. And so you ask yourself, well, who are these people? Do you think of them, are they, when you're 20, 19, 18, you're out of school? Are you working? What groups are these that are out there? There's something to, when you see things like this, you wonder, is it just they were all drinking and it happened? So, anyway.
Also, when we
Trump did not bomb Iran back into the Stone Age. Yes, he threatened to. Did bomb them back into the Stone Age, destroy a civilization, which, of course, is somewhat, somewhat. It's a lot of bombast on Trump's part, who has a tendency to exaggerate on a lot of things, on many, many things. But at the last minute there, a ceasefire brokered by, if you can believe everything you read, it was Pakistan and China and the U.S. and Israel and Iran. And there's a 2-week ceasefire, at which point the Straits of Hormuz is opened and the U.S. is going to help get boats through there. Boats used to go through at 100 a day, sometimes more through the Straits of Hormuz, and they were down to 3 a day. So the stock markets, has come roaring back. The price of oil dropped $10 a barrel. And could they go in there and take out their energy, their energy producing stations? Yes. Could they take out their bridges? Yes. Could they destroy their way of life? Probably in a day, maybe 2 days. Yes, they could. But they haven't. So all the people that are calling for the 25th Amendment are calling, saying that Trump should be brought up on war crimes, even before he did it. And for some reason, kind of always in the back of my mind, I was thinking, he's not going to do this.
Oil prices plunged and U.S. stocks futures jumped after President Donald Trump held off on his threat of devastating attacks on Iran. U.S. crude oil futures fell more than 15%. Futures for the S&P 500 were up 2.2% as of 8:05, while Dow futures rose 930 points, or 2%. So isn't that interesting how that will market will flip around?
Yeah, because they didn't go after them. Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates, though, are reporting fresh attacks from Iran on Wednesday involving dozens of drones. And the regime in Tehran has been targeting its neighbors across the Middle East during Operation Epic Fury. It's kind of like you're getting punched out by this really big guy. And then you turn around to a bunch of other people standing there and you start fighting them. And say, I'm not getting beat up enough. Let me start fights with all the rest of you. Okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. He started this business close to 30 years ago, and there he's still going strong. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of his windshield. You're not driving down the road with this big chip in your windshield that all of a sudden turns into a crack that goes all the way across your windshield. No, you don't want that. You want it to be fixed now. Well, how about bringing your vehicle in for a free, that's right, a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff will look at it. The windshield whisperer that he is, and he will take it into his climate controlled repair area, fix it, guarantee it, not charge you an arm and a leg, very fair prices, and send you on your way. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Sisqu Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Sisqu Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Sisqu Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just got those boots and
the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Low Sun Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot, 7:52 in the morning, 54 degrees here on the 8th of April. And Artemis 2 is coming home. The spacecraft went further than any other spacecraft ever has. It did not land on the moon. It went to the far side of the moon, took photos of places nobody's ever seen before, and now is on its way back. Today, it swung around the moon. It launched on April 1st, swung around the moon April 6th, seeing sights of the lunar far side that no human had ever laid eyes upon. And then the following day, which would be yesterday, they were coming back home. And it was a day off. What do astronauts do on a day off when you're in a capsule the size of two minivans put together? Or two vans put together.
I'm curious if they, you know, what games that they have decided to learn to play or, books. You know, you have to, you really get to get inside someone's head sharing space like that.
And, NASA had a massive photo dump of some of the stellar imagery, and they are going to land, I think, on the 10th. Yeah. They're saying they should land on, as of today, they are 209,000 miles from Earth, with the moon nearly 74,000 miles behind them. So, where did I see that they were going to land Friday? I thought it was going to be this weekend. Anyway.
Well, look it up.
Well, I will. Yeah, what? But they're going to land off the coast of San Diego.
Oh.
There you go.
That'll be great.
All right.
Okay, what grocery items got more expensive and what grocery items became cheaper? According to the shocks of what many people are talking about with what's happening with the increase. This is from proteins and beverages saw the biggest increase according to the analysis. Here are the top five products that saw the largest increase from February to February in a two-year period. Coffee went from $6.09 from February 24th to $9.46 in February 26. Lettuce, the price per pound for romaine lettuce went from 38.6% from $2.57 to $3.56. Ground beef, 100% ground beef per pound, rose from 31.3% from $5.13 to $6.74. And orange juice, a 16-ounce can of frozen concentrate, went from $4.21 to $4.86 in that two-year process. Now, what went down, would have been, again, from February 24th, 2024 to February 2026, is eggs. We saw the large decline of that. So they went from $3 in February and down to $2.50.
Oh, I saw eggs for a buck.
Yeah.
I've seen a dozen eggs for a dollar, and I just didn't know what to do except but buy them.
Yeah. So we saw the coffee was the biggest increase. Potatoes, 97 to 87 cents. Tomatoes went from 213 to 190. Bread.
Bread's down.
White bread from 201 to 185. And pasta and macaroni is down from 143 to 132.
So that's going down. You'll see
different things. Not huge amounts.
But then it said it went from 2024, right?
2024 to 2026. Now, I'm hoping the gas prices go
down.
But if
you remember before that, the prices just leaped up.
Over eggs, forget about it.
During the Biden administration, it was crazy. And then, yeah. And then they had the chicken flu or the avian flu and fires.
Right.
Hey, you're getting ready to have an event.
Yes, I wanted to, and we're working at it. You know, of course, rodeo's coming up. The box office, I think, is open today. I know I'm going to go over
it's
there
open today.
Yeah. And see about getting some tickets for some friends that are want to do like a special gift for their husband for a surprise. So I'm going to head over there today. But I want you to know, and I know we're going on tough times, but you know, also we had Behind the Pink Mic last night with Dr. Strickland, and we're talking about breast cancer awareness. And I'm very, very proud to be involved with Chicks and Chaps, which is an event that we do. You must do Chicks and Chaps through the rodeo, but this year we're doing it a week before the rodeo, or a little time before the rodeo on a Saturday. And the reason being, this year we decided to try this way is because several women that are in treatment come to this event. And when you're at the rodeo in the heat, in an afternoon, it can be
dust.
It can be hard. It can be hard on anybody, but especially if you're in treatment. So we're doing something different this year. Tickets are on sale if you go to readingrodeo.com and you go to Chicks and Chaps, pull down, you know, the column there and you can buy tickets. We have a really wonderful swag bag with always a one of a kind shirt that's a really cute pink, shirt that's a rodeo shirt for the event. But we've got great speakers, the afternoon is much more. We're going to have a rodeo clinic. It's going to be at the senior center. It's going to be a lot of fun from 10:30 to 2. So get your tickets now, because we're getting close. And I know that many people are thinking, oh my God, the price of gas or the price of this. But know that your money, for your ticket is going to go towards, really something that is helping our neighbors out, because I can tell you we just got two more grants applicants that come in and we review the grants and then we can, you know, release our funds to those women who are, in between insurance falling down, or they can't, you know, maybe they just need gas, or they need a handout. So I don't mean a handout, but a hand up. Yes. And so that's what it's about. We don't do brick and mortar. Everything goes to our individuals here in the North State. So, wanted to, you know, tell you, please come and join us.
Okay. Well, guest, when we come back from the news, I don't know what I was thinking of there. When we come back from the news, we've got Todd Jones from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about business and a lot of other things happening in our community. So we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Stock markets worldwide rocketing higher as oil prices tumble following word of the two-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire, allowing for further negotiations and a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump calls it a big day for world peace. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane quick to remind Iran that the U.S. military is not going anywhere.
Let us be clear, a ceasefire is a pause, and the joint force remains ready if ordered or called upon to resume combat operations.
As countdown continues to America's 250th birthday this July 4th, interest in God's providence over the life of our nation is on the rise. Author Cynthia Scott says key moments in our history, from the time of the Pilgrims and Puritans right up to today, clearly point to God's influence over America.
I have to say that in terms of the topic of this book, which is God's hand on the founding of America, there's great interest because I think it's history that we've not been taught. So I do see a great interest in what God has done in America, and there's a great interest for people to know it. There's a hunger for the truth.
Cynthia Scott is author of the book Celebrating God, our founder at America's 250th birthday, and she hopes the volume will make documented, scripture-based prayer part of history for all Americans. President Trump says the U.S. will work with Iran to dig up enriched uranium. It was buried by last summer's airstrikes. And the president, while not mentioning China or Russia by name, threatens punishing tariffs on any country that tries to rearm Iran during the ceasefire. Georgia's 14th congressional district seat to remain in Republican hands, Clay Fuller has won a special runoff election, filling the seat vacated by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Checking in on Wall Street now, the Dow is up 1,071 points, the Nasdaq ahead 559, the S&P 140 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Delta's jetliners, well, they're not the only thing that's taking off.
Most Delta passengers on domestic and short-haul international flights will now pay $45 for the first check bag, $55 for the second. A third bag will now cost $200, a $50 increase. It's a response to higher jet fuel prices tied to the war in Iran. United Airlines and JetBlue raised bag fees last week. Jet fuel typically ranks as the second largest expense for airlines after labor. Analysts say U.S. carriers are more likely to lean on ancillary fees to offset the higher expenses. I'm Ed Donahue.
Taiwan opposition leader Chung Li-Wan has arrived in China at the invitation of President Xi in what the Taiwanese official calls a journey for peace. The visit comes as Beijing pushes for the self-governed island to come under its control. This is the first visit by a Taiwanese opposition leader in a decade. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's clear that someone in Indianapolis does not like data centers.
An Indiana politician says someone fired 13 shots at his front door and left behind a note reading "no data centers" on his doorstep. Indianapolis Councilman Ron Gibson said he and his 8-year-old son weren't harmed in the incident early Monday. Officers called to a home on East 41st Street on Monday morning found evidence of gunshots being fired at a house, but no injuries were reported. Gibson supported the Indianapolis Metropolitan Development Commission's decision last week to approve a rezoning petition for a project for Metroblox, a data center developer in Gibson's district. Keith Peters reporting.
Air travelers will soon be facing restrictions on how many portable chargers they can carry on a flight. The move comes as the airlines keep trying to reduce the risk of another lithium battery fire aboard their jets. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com takes you right to our website and our front page there and homepage. You can listen to the show. You can listen to the archives, go back there, click on our sponsors, and it takes you right to their website. Yeah. Today, the 8th of April.
Flying by, man. Wow. I just thought it was April 1st. Just was like that yesterday. It was a blink.
8:05 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here with their national day, which is?
It was National Empanada Day.
Empanada.
And National Zoo Lovers Day.
Zoo Lovers Day. We have kind of a mini zoo here. Over at Turtle Bay.
Okay, so for those who don't know, what is an empanada? Could you tell me?
Mexican calzone.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's not really, but, you know, those little pockets, and it has, like, the fillings on the inside.
Okay.
It's you know, typically a, you know, I wouldn't call it a pastry per se, but.
Is it fried?
They do call it a pastry.
Is it called a pastry?
All right, yeah, so it's spelled with an E, not an I.
E-M-P-A-N-A-D-A?
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Okay, see, that's.
That was on the fly.
I had to have a visual, because I kept thinking Ipanema.
Empanada.
Yeah.
Not the girl from Ipanema.
Yeah, I know. But they say, you know, they sound the same.
In fact,
somebody could say the girl from Ipanema, if you were doing a voice, like the girl from Ipanema loved an empanada.
I think they're like,
because she wanted to have a manana.
I'm not sure if they're actually Mexican. They might be like Peruvian.
No, they're, they're Portuguese.
Thank you, Todd. You know.
No, it's Ben. Ben's the one. He goes beyond.
I should say Spanish flavors, not Mexican flavors. Spanish flavors.
Portuguese.
Typically.
Yeah. Portuguese. Empanada.
Yeah,
empanada. Okay, today it's currently 57 degrees. Somebody bring me one of those, by the way, so I can, like, you know, I would culturally be smart about that. 57 degrees currently. It's going to be about 81 today, sunny, but then we've got a chance of thunderstorms. Okay, weather will be turning here after about 3 or 4 o'clock today. Looks like tonight will be about 54. Tomorrow's calling for showers as well with thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Now, here's what I like to do. I like to put my plants out in thunderstorms. Put them out in the rain in the thunderstorms. You will see them, like, become green and big like you can't believe, because there's something with the ionization of the air with thunderstorms that just makes them go crazy. I love it. So I'm going to put them back out because I did that before, but now because of the thunderstorms, we're going back outside. Friday, chance of rain, then showers, possible thunderstorm after 11 a.m. And Friday night looks like it's around 52. Saturday's calling for showers, and Sunday, 63. Sunday, 61. Showers once again. Now, on Monday and Tuesday of next week, looks like it clears up and we have sunshiny days. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated by the Kinney family, three generations strong, where they always give seniors and veterans their discounts, doing wonderful works in our community. It's the Kinney family with Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay.
And we are here with the special ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Todd Jones, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Morning.
Dun, 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 dun.
Very well may be the father of a future mutton-busting winner. We don't know.
We got 2 more years. He's 6 right now. Okay. Next year he'll be 7.
I think tomorrow. I thought it was. Does it go 5 to 7?
5 to 7, under 60 pounds. So, you know, right now he's definitely under the weight. Next year,
okay.
Who knows? He could. I mean, he grows. Kids grow so fast. Right. So, but this is year, and so, I'm so excited for the for the rodeo kickoff party where they get to do it. It's like a prime time mutton busting slack. It's going to be awesome.
And it's going to be it's not going to be your traditional steak feed.
Oh, it's gonna
there's going to be all there'll be lots of food out there and vendors, and there's going to be dancing.
You're calling it the launch party.
The launch party, and it's going to have line dancing, country western dancing. You're going to be able to go out there and everybody stand around and watch.
All ages.
150 kids. And let me tell you, you think, oh, that's going to be a long event.
It goes pretty fast.
It goes fast because those kids are on and off those sheeps in about 4 seconds.
Yeah,
because
they do like, what is it? Is it five at a time?
Five at a time.
Five, yeah. It's pretty
they
quick.
They bring them in.
Not all at once, but they're all queued up.
The hard part is getting the kids away from their parents. And so once we separate them from their parents, they're okay. The kids swagger up, get on the sheep, and ride.
Oh, it's so fun. I love it.
Sometimes they don't want to. And if they've changed their minds, nobody forces the kids. Forces the children to get on their sheep.
The rodeo guys are so great. Yeah. They're putting them on the sheep, and they're super kind. And you know, you got Magrini and Mattson's out there, filming and everything. It's super fun.
Right.
I put kids on those sheep, and the thing is if they're scared, you can talk to them and. I just give that sheep a big hug and off they go. And sometimes we just hang on to the kid so when it comes out because they're very.
Yeah.
And so as they come out, you just kind of take them off the sheep. And we did that to this little boy the other day the other year. And he was so scared. He said, no, I'm holding you here. So we went out, came off, put him on the ground, and he turns around and yells, I rode the sheep! I rode the sheep! And we did. I gave him a high five. You sure did, you know. Well, you know what? He did ride the sheep.
It's a big deal. I mean, it's a really big deal. So anyway, I know Todd.
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait for rodeo.
So cool.
I understand.
I had something for rodeo, too. That wasn't on my docket. Okay. I was going to mention really quick.
I also understand, since your boy's riding the sheep, that you're riding one of the bulls.
I talked about this, because I went to the Roaring Rumble boxing match on Saturday night for Raising Shasta at Wind River, and what a creative fundraiser. And I'm like, what would be a really creative fundraiser? And my idea, which I've told to some people at the Rodeo Association, is like, I want to do celebrity small bull riding, like a mile, like a calf, like the calf that you do the calf wrestling. Could you ride a calf that you do calf wrestling with?
You could.
They're a couple hundred pounds.
Well, I tell you I have watched two guys.
I don't want to ride
two young businessmen from around here, Cody and Corey. They wrestled a bull calf, and it was weighed about 500 pounds. And these two are strong. I mean, big strong guys. Yeah. That bull calf gave them everything that they could handle for about 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, they were growing on the ground and all that. So what you could do, though, is go see Easy Zapata. Easy Zapata.
Yeah, I'm
Pal Cedro. He's a contractor now, and he contracts. He's got smaller animals for high schools and stuff. We could probably get 5 or 6 bulls that are not the real buckers, or maybe just steers.
Yeah.
Because a steer's a buck, but they're not going to turn on you and stomp on you.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And, you could do something like that. I think that's very possible.
Just like, but like a mutton busting style. I don't want them to buck. I just want them to kind of run around the arena and then you can fall off.
Okay.
Seeing those guys get bucked off every year. Oh, my gosh.
Now, speaking, because we're going to have to take a break, but speaking of not only just Reading Rodeo.
Only if you promise that you're going to be one of them.
Right.
I'll do it. Heck yeah. If I get to wear a flak jacket.
You know who else will do it? I can tell you right now who else will do it.
Blake Fisher.
Reznor. Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
We can get Blake Fisher.
Yeah.
We'll get Chris Reznor.
Yeah.
You'll get, there will be people signing up for this
Dancing
thing.
With the Stars. Well, speaking of Reading Rodeo, I'm going to switch over to Red Bluff Roundup, which of course is happening here
next week,
in a few weeks.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And when you hear Rawhide, the song you'll be playing this hour.
We've been playing it forever.
I'm just saying, call in at 605-4567 where you can be in the contest to win 2 tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup on Friday. We're giving those tickets away for the winner of that competition
on Friday. We're giving it away Friday.
And we've got JB, the president of the Red Bluff Roundup, on Friday as well. So that'll be fun.
In fact, we might just let him draw.
Right. That sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a break.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out. right, I'm in Roy.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Your Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the pits. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Knock off those boots.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's April. Time for Redding's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindepot and streaming live at kcnrradio.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And this isn't in talking about rodeo. This isn't Judy's first rodeo. She's been doing this since 1993. Been helping our community. And you know what? Things have changed so dramatically, as you know, over the last few weeks, with wars and, elections and all these kind of things. Do you have your money invested in the right spots? Are your insurance plans the way they should be? How would you like to have a professional do a, take a look at them, a free review and evaluation? Well, Judy Maxwell is offering that with her pros. She has her insurance division and her financial management division, two separate entities under the same roof, so that you can have all of your money affairs and your insurance affairs looked at. So, give them a call, 530-221-0441, to set up an appointment, or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here with Todd Jones, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and you wanted to mention one more thing.
One more thing about rodeos. So, rodeo. We are, so, the, you know, Asphalt Cowboys, they have all those things that they publish for all the events that are going on for Rodeo Week. One of the things that's been published for a long time but really hasn't been promoted due to, you know, really the chamber is the business and banking judging competition. So back in the day, people used to decorate their businesses and their lobbies. A lot of banks participated. And whoever won that event, you know, you'd get a prize. So we are going to do that again this year. We're going to be publishing this information next week. We are going to be doing the judging most likely on Monday and Tuesday of the rodeo and then awarding a winner for the best decorated business on Thursday, May 14th at Greeters, which is at Wind River Resort and Casino. And I have a friend that works at the Pendleton Chamber up in Oregon. I have obviously I'm really good friends with Dave Gowan, who's at the Red Bluff Chamber down in Red Bluff. They both do this. You know, rodeo really takes over their town, which rodeo does for Reading. But I just want to, like, how can we level this up? How can we get more people involved? Because I think rodeo is such a great tradition in our community, and we just wanted to add to the excitement for the week.
It's not that. It's just that it could be bigger.
It could be bigger.
It could be bigger because
get everybody involved.
We need to get, you know, if you think about it, if we shut down the, you know, if we, and we've done this before, we've shut down the promenade out here on Market Street and having, you know, we've had line dance in there. We could have country western bands at night. We've got the huge entertainment zone. You've got all these great restaurants and places and having people there and being able to dance and eat and, you know, close it down for a couple of days during the rodeo.
Why not?
And, you know, what we want this
Roaring
to become.
Roaring Gulch, right?
We want this to be a, you know, we could have shootouts.
Yeah.
We could have, we could do the hanging of those brothers again, but that's too, probably don't want to do that. The, but we could have all types of things.
Yeah.
And the fact is make this a destination where people come up, you know, to the Northern California area for these rodeos, but the Red Bluff, for the Red Bluff Roundup, but also the Reading Rodeo. We've got the right environment and the right location to be able to do that.
Yeah, we got all the amenities.
Yes.
Go to the rodeo, go fly fishing during the day, go to the rodeo at night, go up to Mount Shasta, go to Trinity, you know, do a little day trip and then come
back
to the
rodeo. Holiday Harbor said, spend your day on the lake and your night on the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, it is.
So we're gonna bring it back. It'll be, you know, it'll just be, it's for fun. You know, we'll do some promotions and have a, you know, some type of a fun prize. But, you know, I know a lot of the banks still kind of do it a little bit. So we want to see if we can do it a little bit bigger this year. So we're excited about it.
Great. Okay. So, like we said, Red Bluff Roundup's next week.
Next week.
And then we go full bore on, Reading Rodeo. And I can tell you, everybody, that the rodeo are looking really good. We're working out there all the time. The we've made more vendor booths, so we don't have long lines for people trying to get the vendor tickets for for, you know, for alcohol.
Yeah,
and we're putting another bar on the other side. So that will help too.
More bars. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I think we're talking about putting up, I don't know if it depends if we can get the electronics done, putting TV sets up. So while you're in line, you can watch Roadhouse.
Oh, nice. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. That's great.
We've been talking about that, but part of it is the feed and how to do the feed because there's a delay. You know, on TV.
That's, if you're standing in line, it's okay. You'll hear the cheer, and then you'll see it in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So,
a few seconds.
Don't forget about Cool April Nights, too. So we got Red Bluff Roundup, and then we have Cool April Nights,
Have they stopped working down there?
It's almost done. It's almost done, but, man, I'll tell you what. Since I had an office down there when I was at the EDC, and I used to walk across the street, that new sidewalk and that four-way crosswalk right there with the bricks, it's going to be super nice. It's going to be nice to have that.
I have no idea. I'd have no idea even what it looks like now because it's always been blocked off.
It's going to.
And the only thing I could think of, Cool April Nights.
It's going to be so nice.
Whose idea was this?
It'll be done.
And can you get it done?
It'll be done. It'll be done. Okay. It's almost done. It's going to be really, really nice.
Well, what they did when they had the Turtle Bay auction is they just opened it up so people could drive straight through.
Yep.
You couldn't come out that way, but you could drive in that way.
Yeah. We had something similar for the Good Friday service, which was last Friday. Traffic flow wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be fixed because that's going to be big traffic. And then, of course, it gives them another month from there before the rodeo. And we're doing a lot of things in this year. We're bringing in a lot of buses, bringing in people so they don't have to worry so much, you know, but drop-off areas and carts going back and forth.
I think I'm gonna walk this year. I could technically walk from my house to the rodeo. So maybe I'll take an e-scooter along the river trail. I can kind of catch the river trail not too far from my house and then just walk right up there.
Are your kids going to be on your back?
Yeah, they could. I got big enough. Maybe we could bike. Maybe we'll take our bikes in the rodeo this year. I think we went every night except for one night last year, including Rodeo Church. So we were there like
that. Rodeo Church is going to be again this year.
Yep.
And
I think they're ready for the crowds this year.
Yeah, well, same guy coming out. Well, yeah, frankly, we were a little surprised.
Yeah.
You know, they rented the place.
I think we all rented
the place and said they were going to clean it up, and they absolutely did.
Yeah.
For the most part.
We had a lot of people there.
99% clean.
Yeah.
But, 7,000 people showed up for that.
Yeah, it's great.
And they're expecting.
And we got Chad Bushnell. He's the singer this year, so he's going to sing. So it's going to be a fun event. I'm looking forward to it.
I've had a young lady come in, and she's got a country band that's Christian-based.
Yeah.
And she wanted to know who to talk to. So she wanted to be able to go out there. She knows maybe not this year, but maybe be a, opening act?
Right, sure.
So.
For Cool April Nights, before I forget, we have Thursday, April 23rd, we have the 21st annual Reading Chamber of Commerce Show and Shine, which is at Crown Motors. So that is a ticketed event. With your ticket, we're going to have up to 18 food vendors there, so you get a bite of food. You know, it's kind of a tasting type of thing from bigger than Costco samples. I mean, you can get like a full slice of pizza from some of these places. So we have 100 cars. Our cars are almost sold out. You can get a ticket right now at readingchamber.com.
How much in a ticket?
That's a good question. Wow. I think it's $25 for members. $25 for chamber members for that ticket. Again, it includes your food. Then we're going to have a cash bar. We have Odell, Barbecue is actually doing our bar service for the cocktails this year. So we're going to have four bartenders. Then O2 Employment Services does the beer, and we'll have a non-alcoholic, of course, for, you know, sodas and water. But then we have DJ. I think we're having Jake Easy again this year, who just boxed today in the Roaring Rumble.
How'd he do?
You know, actually, I think that was one of the better fights. I think DJ OJ and DJ Jake Easy was one of the better fights of the night. I think they both just got some good punches in. Jake lost that fight. I don't know if I would say unfortunately, but that's the way it went. I think that was one of the ones that went three rounds, if I'm not mistaken, though. That was a pretty good.
I mean, all three rounds?
Yeah, I think they went three rounds. Now, 90-second rounds.
We were out of town. And for that, so I know Chris Reznor was fighting
Ryan Russell, just right down the street here, Rad Studio.
How was that?
Chris Reznor won with the TKO in the second round.
Well, they were being very, from what I saw, I did see a couple videos that it looked like they were erring on the side of not getting anybody hurt.
If you kind of drop your guard and you're getting, you know, five or six punches on you directly and you're not really stopping them, they called them. I think they called one in the first fight. I think they called in the first. They might have called the first round. No, it was the second round, but early in the second.
Yeah.
I mean, 90 seconds in the boxing ring is a long time, so three 90-second
rounds. Were you ever in any smokers while you were in
well,
the
they
Marine
keep
Corps?
Trying to get me to do it, and I'm like, well, I've done smokers. I never trained to box, but I did it.
You know, I did it for PT every once in a while or whatever. So
smokers is when you match people up by size.
Yeah.
And we would do 3 1-minute rounds.
Yeah.
Oh, and, yeah. Or was it 3 2-minute? Yeah, 3 2-minute rounds. And we did it with the officers one time. And we had these two lieutenants that, you know, most lieutenants are just alpha males. And they were like alpha minus males.
Butter bars.
Yeah. And this is when they're training at the basic school, you know, everything they need to know as much as we could teach them in 6 months about being an officer in the Marine Corps. And these two got in there because we had some real scrappers, we thought. And these two got in there and they started fighting and they literally linked arms. And just kept punching each other. And I mean, I was a ref and I was pushing them away. I said, "Hey, you guys okay?" And they were just jumped on each other again. They were just pounding and they got the fight of the night.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, we had big gloves and all that.
Yeah.
Still didn't keep somebody from getting their lips split. But, no, I think it's great for people that go out there and they do it to raise money.
Yeah.
And, you know, anybody steps out there, you're going to get punched.
The kids that was boxed, there was 2 kid boxing matches. So 2 young women, probably 12 or 14, early on, and then 2 young men, you know, probably I think 14, I think they were both 14. They boxed, and those were definitely the 2 gals that boxed that were, I think they were 14. They had a great fight. I mean, one gal was from Medford, one gal was from here, the gal from Reading won, and, man, they were going to town. I mean, they were really fast.
Well, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they've been training. I mean, yeah. You know, they're really
amateurs. But, you know, all the accolades in the world to the fighters out there, you know, the ladies out there, banging on each other and everybody. So you raised money for a great cause and you got your face punched.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not bad.
No, it was fun. I think everybody had
fun. All right. We need to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, is a great barbershop. I found them in 07 when I moved here. Never gone to another place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's the old kind, old-fashioned barbershop, and I love it. You can make an appointment there, too, so it works on your schedule by either using Booksy and putting in a Cypress Square Barbershop and setting a time and a date, and they send you emails to remind you about it, or you can give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. It really is a great place to get a haircut, and I love it. And it's man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Reading Chamber of Commerce.
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddie Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddie Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo
in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Foodmax and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Levant. 8:38 in the morning, 8th of April, 56 degrees out there, going up to 80 today with a possible
chance of thunderstorms
this afternoon or evening, right?
Right. Okay. Looks like we could have between 1 and 2, slight chance of rain, mostly cloud of around 54, but, you know. Yeah, well, it looks like we could have thunderstorms tonight. We're here with President and CEO Todd Jones of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. And we've covered a lot of stuff with Todd, but I'm not sure if you've gone here yet. I'd love to kind of go in the room for a minute, but you have your candidate engagement process you were going to bring up a forum. So let's talk about what that means.
Yeah. So we got rid of our political action committee about 6 years ago now, which is a PAC, which is where you can, you know, raise money to fund candidates. A lot of chambers all throughout the country have PACs where they can donate to candidates and causes. We got rid of our PAC, but we started a GAC last year, which is a government affairs committee. And really, it has a lot of different parts. Part of it is talking about impact fees. I'm on an impact fee committee and talking about all these other things that are going on at the city or the county or the state or even the federal level. This year, though, for the supervisor races in June, we're going to go through a three-step candidate engagement process. And the three steps are, number one, a written – we sent them all written questions. So District 5 and District 1, there's three candidates in each race. We sent them written questions a couple weeks ago, and we got all the responses back today. And we're going to publish those in a candidate guide, which is going to come out the first week of May. So it'll be digital, and people can see, you know, what do the candidates say about these issues. We had six questions each. They all answered the same question, and we put exactly what they wrote into this guide that we're putting together right now. Then we're going to be doing an interview process in 2 weeks with the candidates, with five members of a candidate scoring committee. And we're going to ask them questions and basically say, hey, how do you feel about this or that? And our candidate scoring committee is actually going to score these candidates to say, you know, do you align with some of these chamber values about, you know, public safety and infrastructure and, you know, fiduciary responsibility and these things? And that score is going to be in the guide itself. Candidates can score the same. They can all score high or low or different. And we're going to put that in the guide as well. And then on Monday, April 27th at the Sheraton at 5:30, we're going to be doing a forum for District 5 from 5:30 to 6:30 and District 1 from 6:30 to 7:30. And I believe all the candidates RSVP'd to that already as well. So it's kind of a three-step process. And again, it's mostly about sharing information. How do they feel about issues? Here's what their answers are. That, again, those written questions are the only thing that are going to be published. The forum will be live streamed and recorded, and we're going to go through this process to really kind of ask these questions to candidates, how they feel about issues, and, you know, get some back and forth dialogue to share with our members and the community how candidates feel about things. Because I think having a little bit of a lack of that over the last few years has not been helpful to the process for people to make
wonderful.
An informed decision.
That's wonderful. That's great stuff.
As you know, we bring them on for an hour at a time.
Yeah.
We had Huffman on last week.
In person when he was here in town?
Right.
No. He called in. Then he was in, maybe it was week before. And we just replayed that yesterday. And he is a liberal Democrat. And it looks like he's going to be our next congressman. So it was kind of statistically speaking.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, and that's the only way.
Yeah.
Somebody had asked him a question about, and he says he's planning on having an office right here in Reading.
He is, I asked him.
And this is a large, large district.
Did you meet him when he came to town?
I did. I had a chance to meet him, and I've never met him before. You know, I used to work for Wally, as you guys know. That's when we first met. Mm-hmm. And so I had a chance to meet him. I had about a 15-minute conversation with
Personable.
Him.
Personable.
Very kind.
Yes.
Personable.
He's been representing Trinity County, my hometown, for the last 14 years since the districting before LaMalfa took over. Yeah. Trinity County got pushed over to Humboldt. And so, nice guy, but, you know, honestly, it certainly does not align with the values of Shasta County. I asked him.
Or MoDOT County or Siskiyou
County.
Or even
Trinity. He's lost Trinity the last three elections. Yeah. I asked him, I said, what is it like? What is it going to be like? How do you feel about potentially representing Shasta County? He says, sure as a red county. And that was pretty much where he left it.
Yep.
And
he said on our show that you try to get to the middle as much as possible, but you know, when it comes down to it, you know, a lot of it I think is going to depend who he has representing him here in Reading.
Well, yeah, and you know, I think
it can't be a
constituent services type stuff where you're helping people with issues.
That kind of thing.
That whoever, Democrat or Republican, they're gonna help you.
Right.
I mean, that is a very, that's like the bread and butter.
Also the ones that show up for all the meetings and show up for all these things. So if, I don't know if having somebody with purple hair would do that.
Probably not.
I'm not saying that that's who he would pick, but I'm just saying is maybe this is a time if he wants to reach out, maybe you ought to be looking at two different, you know, different groups of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I really strongly recommend it. He knew this, that he needs to have an office in Redding to serve Modoc and Siskiyou County and even Trinity County. It makes a lot more sense from Weaverville to go to Redding than Eureka.
Right, right.
And from him trying to, I mean, somebody wrote an article and they drove.
I read that article.
You read that article.
Political.
It took him 3 days to drive this one district.
Yeah.
3 days.
Yeah. I saw pictures on Facebook about Blake. Mm-hmm. Blake took him around, which was great.
Blake was the one that introduced me to him, so thanks, Blake, for that. And I saw some other stuff they did. He went to, Sustainable Resource Management, which I thought was really interesting. He went to SRM, which is the old wheelabrator down in Anderson, where it's a cogen. So, you know, they're burning wood chips to make energy and selling it to PG&E. And I was surprised. I'm going to talk to my friends that work down there. Schmidtbauer owns that facility, and they're based in Eureka. Great family. Frank Schmidtbauer and his family have had that for a long time. They've only recently acquired Wheelabrator. And, you know, he's not real friendly when it comes to really active forest management, which is something that really concerns me. He was an environmental attorney for Natural
Resources. We're talking about Huffman.
Huffman.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And here's, we know that clearing.
He mentioned
that, you know, you've got to get rid of ladder fuels, but what does that mean?
You got to be a little bit aggressive. And, you know, NRDC has sued a bunch of that kind of projects. I mean, they're known for suing projects that help active forest management. And he was part of that organization before he was in Congress.
And he's an atheist. He's the only atheist in Congress.
Yeah.
And he started that that open think, or I asked him the question, what is this open thought? And it's to keep, to keep religion out of politics, you know, the separation of church and state.
Yeah, just read the Declaration of Independence. It'll be, you know, just rip it out. Just rip all the things out.
Yep.
Good luck.
Well,
okay.
What else did you, when you talk with him for 15 minutes? Oh, okay. We do have to take a break.
And we'll be right back.
Move him on, hit him up, rawhide. Cut him out, ride him in, cut him out, ride him in, raw.
Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends at Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's April, time for Redding's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. we repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
That bump song is so appropriate for this time of, our time in life right now. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow, Simpson University is going to join us. And I got another surprise. I've got other people that were lining up here and want to be on the show. The big thing is trying to get 30 days, well, out of that 30 days, what, 20 days of people, of shows, is trying to get enough room for everybody to get them on the show. So we've got, Cry's coming on. Kelsman was just on. Cry's coming on. Gallardo's coming on. We've got other people that are running for office that'll be on. And then all the different groups that are out there. EDC wants to come back on, of course. But today, we have Todd Jones, who is the CEO, president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. The big event coming in August.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, because we got 10 minutes here, we just did another business survey with Golden Valley Bank, which we so much appreciate. Do we have the readout on that yet?
I don't think we're gonna get the results for about 2 weeks.
Okay,
2 weeks, and so yeah, and then I get to ask a hot topic question every 6 months when we do that, and then you know they ask their standard questions about hiring. And profitability and revenue and all those things. So it's kind of a good pulse to kind of see where people are at. And we, you know, we really appreciate partnering with Golden Valley Bank to do that business confidence survey twice a year.
Golden Valley Bank's the only locally owned bank still left.
Yeah.
All the rest of them have been taken over. And just, I don't know if it's just a matter of time for Golden Valley. They act like, I mean,
they'll tell you
we had lunch the other day with the president.
Mark. He's a great guy.
Mark and Gentry.
Yeah, Gentry. Yep.
And we ate over here at O'Dell's, and they cleaned their plates up.
Oh, good.
So it was. They got to meet Jason. Jason brought in some brisket for them.
Nice.
And, yeah. The
Golden Valley's great, great partners.
They are. And they, of course, they do this business owner survey, and it goes out. Does it go out to everybody in the Chamber of Commerce?
They send it out. They have a list, too, but we send it out. And okay. So we partner with Anonymous, and we send out, like, you know, two or three reminders. I think our last one probably went out yesterday or Monday, and we'll get those results in a couple weeks and then publish those. And,
okay.
It'll be interesting to see because, you know, the theme of
strange
it's just
time.
Everything, you know, stepping at the Chamber for 2 years, uncertainty has been the name of the game.
Yeah, and it's I think it still is. And,
for sure.
And it's the type of thing you're watching people go out of business that have been around here a long time, and then you're watching new ones come in, the same kind of businesses.
Right.
And so you kind of wonder.
And you're seeing people get acquired. I mean, even like body shops. Body shops are getting acquired like crazy. Well, and, you know, they have these two or three big ones, and they're buying up all the body shops in town.
And there's, you know, it's like it's like they're trying to make this law that like Black Rock can't keep buying
houses.
Buying houses. They're going to restrict them to, I don't know how many houses they can buy. But they're, you know, they're coming into our coming into Reading and other places, and they're buying houses. And what are they doing? Renting them then?
Rent them out. Yeah.
Just rents renting
is,
them.
Rents is, you know, it's a tight market for rent. So rent to values are up.
Yeah. So, okay.
Iron Man, real quick.
So this is, we still have several months, but if you're getting ready,
you need to start now.
You need to start now, which I'm talking to myself when I say
you should have started in December.
Well, August 16th is really before you know it. Rodeo's done, and now you start, you know, July, and now it's August.
But it is
first time
Iron
it's happening
Man.
Here.
It's, it's an Iron Man. It's going to get thousands of people from all over.
Correct.
However, and some people are going to do the whole Iron Man but there's also relay team.
I'm doing the relay. I'm doing the bike. Mayor Latah is doing the run. We're going to try to get Matt Bondi from Shasta College to be our swimmer, the Olympic medalist.
Oh!
It'll be, you know, 1.2 miles. Come on. It's a morning swim for him.
Yeah,
morning swim.
1.2. Where's it going to be at? Lake Shasta?
Oak Bottom. Oak Bottom Whiskey Town. We brought them around.
Oh, Whiskey Town.
So we partner with the Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, which is the Hotelier T-Bid.
Yeah.
And Tim Bauer, Jennifer Johnson, who used to work for me, is now the CEO of that organization. I have Danny Orloff at Visit Reading, and then the Chamber. We all work very, very closely together. We're talking about Ironman every single day right now.
Uh-huh.
And our TMG, the Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, is the one that is partnering with Ironman directly. So they have a liaison, Tim Bauer, who works there. We have race directors, and there's this whole, you know, team of people at Ironman that put this on. And then our job is really to make sure that Reading is ready to host Ironman. Because right now,
it's more than just the people running.
It's a whole week.
You need
infrastructure.
You need infrastructure and volunteers.
A lot of volunteers.
There.
We need
handing out water bottles.
We need 1,000 volunteers. The race course will not be finalized until next week. So they're going to come out here actually next week. We're going to be meeting with them.
Are they going to run down Reading?
Well, the current thought is it's definitely going to start at Oak Bottom because we need a big parking lot.
Right.
We talked about
right.
Brandy Creek, and you could get some extra miles riding around the lake, but it's going to be at Oak Bottom because it has the biggest parking lot. And, of course, Whiskey Town is such a great spot to swim.
How many people we think is going to compete in this?
Right now, we already have 1,500 people registered, and the maximum is 2,500. So we're off to a really good start.
And you
That's
have
2,500 people in
plus
Whiskey Town Lake.
Yeah, plus they're, you know.
But they're going to run them. When the ones I've been in, they put them in age groups and everything.
You have the pros, semi-pros are going to
go
first. And then you do these waves. And I think it's 30 seconds for a wave, and then you're going to go swim out around a big buoy, so you won't cross.
You go out and around. The way we did it was, you either did buoys or you went. They started out, went to a buoy, and then took a left.
Yep.
Went down to
That's
the next
how it
buoy.
Is.
Took another left, and then you came into the beach. But
it's like a big
we went off in waves like that,
yep.
You know, and they broke it down by age groups and such.
And then you're going to have, because it's not just the athletes. If we have 2,500 athletes, typically people bring at least one person with them,
or
their family with them. So, you're
going to
have.
You already said the Sheraton was sold
Sheraton
out.
Sheraton sold out.
So,
sold
the other
out.
Thing, too, is there could be, if our some of these places ought to be doing like pasta feeds
the night before.
People are coming in because everybody is overdosing on carbs.
Yeah, our big thing at the Chamber and Visit Reading is we're going to make sure we're marketing it so people know. That's the first step, right? We need to make sure everybody knows Sunday, August 16th, we try to get them to do Saturday. We also tried to get them to do spring, but, you know, we're happy to have them here. It's going to be
They're
hot.
Doing it on Sunday?
Sunday, August 16th.
Uh-huh.
We've had a lot of back and forth conversations
right.
with them.
It's a first
I won't be here.
It could be.
Yes, if it's
okay.
a Sunday,
Go
I will
ahead.
Be
Sunday,
here.
August 16th. And so the first thing is let people know. It's going to be here. It's going to start at Oak Bottom. It's going to come across 299, and it's either going to go northeast and kind of come around like Bella Vista, or it's going to kind of go southwest and kind of go out through Igo. So I think it's going to go northeast. We'll find out. It's a 56-mile bike ride, and then you're going to have a big transition area, probably at the Civic, where you'll park your bike, and then you're going to have a half marathon from there
mm-hmm.
that will likely go up the river trail and then, you know, meander through a few different areas and then come back, and the finish line should be at the Civic Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Right
okay.
Outside.
You need a big place where the bike stars are coming in, and then as you come in, if you're a part of the relay team, then you have to, I don't know if you have to touch each other's hands or something.
I don't know yet.
No.
High five.
As Todd stops and he falls off his bike, like in the old Laugh-In,
yep.
comes up, falls over.
And then Mike takes over and runs a half marathon. He runs over
and taps you on the head and runs.
Yeah, yeah.
Having participated in several of these, the bike thing can be absolutely dangerous when you're leaving
the
water. The transition because you're hopping on your bike and you put your shoes on and you're trying to lock your feet into the pedals and there's just everybody is trying to leave at the same time. And then, you know, you're all pumped up and then you think, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to catch the first guys.
Right.
So you kind of like ease back a little bit and then you get into the rhythm.
I used to race bikes. I used to race mountain bikes. So I'm like, I think I could do this, but if I started out fast
and you
try
can't
to keep up
draft.
With first people, No, you can't draft.
You cannot draft. And if you're drafting out there and they see you, you get time added.
And no music on the entire thing, too, which when I used to actually really be in shape, I never, ever listened to music. I used to ride mountain bikes every single day of the week. And I never.
We didn't have that capability.
I wanted to be kind of part of that, you know, what's going on. But some people I've talked to that are doing it's like, I can't have earbuds in. I'm like, no, you can't.
No.
Get over it.
Because there's going to be, if there could be 2,000 people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Just get over it.
Plus, if you think about the relays, if you have a couple, hundred teams that are relays, you're talking about you could have 3,000 or 4,000 athletes, not 3,000, but you could have 3,000 athletes potentially, you know, through the whole thing, plus their families. So our big thing is marketing. Make sure you're ready. Tell people the route. We're going to canvas the route with Visit Reading and RTMG and the chamber.
You've got to have water spots out there. Alongside there as people are coming by. So, I mean, the whole 56 miles, you're going to have water in some areas.
Yep.
Because you're carrying water with you, but you still need more as it comes through, especially August. Mm-hmm. August 16th.
It's gonna be hot. Yeah, it's gonna be hot. And so they have a whole team. They bring a bunch of the equipment, and then we're, you know, obviously there's a lot of people locally that are going to partner as well. I think Nate Knudsen with Reading Trail Alliance is helping out locally, too.
Okay, there's going to be much more information about August. This, but this is going to be huge.
Thank you, Todd.
Huge.
Commerce. Yep.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
Tomorrow, Simpson University. Have a great day today, my friends. It looks like it could be getting some thunderstorms later tonight, and God bless America.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.